మాధవ కొండ విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ గోపి జన వల్లవ ఇరివరదాది గోపి జన వల్లవ ఇరివరదాది యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరా వనచారి యమున తీరా జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ గోపి జన వల్లవ ఇరివరదాది గోపి జన వల్లవ ఇరివరదాది యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరాణి యమున తీరాణి హరి కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ 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 హరి 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ 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 హరి 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ 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 హరి 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరి 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 రామ राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे जय राधा रस बिहारे राधा रस बिहारे राधे जय राधा रस बिहारे राधा रस बिहारे राधे जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद शिल प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद शिल प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय गुरुदेव नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल
जय ओम विष्णु परमहंस परिव्रज गचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिष्य श्रीमान डिवाइन ग्रेस इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य जगत गुरु श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णु परमहंस परिव्रज गचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिष्य श्रीमान डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम श्री गुरु श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गोपाल गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंवर राधाकुंद गिरि गौरवदान की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मथुर धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय जमुना माई की जय गंजिस माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय समावेश भक्त वृंद की जय हिताय गौ प्रेमानंद All glories assemble devotees, all glories assemble devotees, all glories assemble devotees, all glory to Sisi Guru Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna, Jaya Bhutale Shamati Bhakti, Chitta Shanakya. Namaste Krishna Padaya, Prabhu Parashutana, Sri Gaurakaruna Shakti Bhakti Tripatina. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Cheva Narutamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Praisva Padresu Ityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttamasloki Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Om Magyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshulun Militam Jena Tashman Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandiham Sri Guru and Siyuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru and Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakan Vitam Mista He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorengi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Prisavanu Suti Devi Paramani Hari Priya Vantakal Tataru Vyascha Kripa Sundu Jaivachan Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Granted us Srimad Bhagavatam. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1. The Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Text number 12. Jai sa rajana pikala ishita Svatam swaralikam avaitayatyata Tat pratyanikan asuran sura priyo Rajas tamas kantam indoti urushabha Jai sarajan apikala ishita Satam Swaranikam Abhaitaya Tyata Tatpachanikam Ashuran Shurapiyo tajastamaskan pamitudyarushabha sai yae sarajanna pikala nishita satvam suranikam ivaidhayatyata tapratyanikan asuran churapriyo rajastamaskan paminoti urushava Tajis. Jaha quich esa this rajan o king api even kala time isita the supreme lord sattvam the mode of goodness Sura Anikam, members of demigods, Eva, certainly, Edayati, causes to increase, Ata, hence, Tatpatyanikam, inimical to them. Asuran, the demons. Surapriya, being the friend of the demigods. Rajatamaskan, covered by passion and ignorance. Praminoti destroys. Uru Shrava, whose glories are widespread. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. O King, this time factor enhances the sattva guna. Thus, although the Supreme Lord is a controller, he favors the demigods, who are mostly situated in sattva guna. Then the demons who are influenced by the tamogun are annihilated. The Supreme Lord induces the time factor to act in different ways, but he is never partial. Rather, his activities are glorious. Therefore, he is called Uru Shrava. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 29, Samoham Sarvabhutesu Name Dvesho Sthinapriya. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be partial. He is always equal to everyone. Therefore, when the demigods are favored and the demons are killed, this is not his partiality, but the influence of the time factor. A good example in this regard is that an electrician connects both a heater and a cooler to the same electrical energy. The cause of the heating and cooling is the electrician's manipulation of the electrical energy according to his desire. But factually, the electrician has nothing to do with causing heat or cold, nor with the enjoyment or suffering that results. There have been many historical incidents in which the Lord killed a demon, but the demon attained a higher position by the mercy of the Lord. Putana is an example. Putana's purpose was to kill Krishna. Aho bakiyam stana kala skutam. She approached the house of Nanda Maharaj with the purpose of killing Krishna by smearing poison on her breast. Yet, when she was killed, she attained the highest position, achieving the status of Krishna's mother. Krishna is so kind and impartial that because he sucked Putana's breast, he immediately accepted her as his mother. This superfluous activity of killing Putana did not diminish the Lord's impartiality. He is Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam, the friend of everyone. Therefore, partiality cannot apply to the character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always maintains his position as the Supreme Controller. The Lord killed Putana as an enemy, but because of his being the Supreme Controller, she attained an exalted position as his mother. Srila Madhva Muni therefore remarks, Kale Kala Visaye Pishita Dehadi Karana Twat Surani Kam Ivastam Satwam. Ordinarily, a murderer is hanged, And in Manu Samhita, it is said that the king bestows mercy upon the murderer by killing him, thus saving him from various kinds of suffering. Because of his sinful activities, such a murderer is killed by the mercy of the king. Krishna, the supreme judge, deals with matters in a similar way, because he is a supreme controller. The conclusion, therefore, is that the Lord is always impartial and always very kind to all living entities. Translation again. O King, this time factor enhances the Satragun. Thus, although the Supreme Lord is the controller, he favors the demigods who are mostly situated in Sattva Guna. Then the demons who are influenced by the Tamaguna are annihilated. The Supreme Lord induces the time factor to act in different ways, but he is never partial. Rather, his activities are glorious. Therefore, he is called Puru Shrava. Puru Shrava. Is the ornament. Puru Shrava means ornament that decorate the character of Lord Krishna. For not being impartial, but act according to the time, the situation, and circumstance. Krishna is not partial. He is equal to everyone. As we surrender to him, he rewards. Exactly. The demons are situated in a mode of darkness, ignorance, which means that the activities are also unfavorable activities. So Krishna is giving them the result of their sinful activities. The demigods are situated in goodness. So the activities are sweet, wonderful. So Krishna also rewards them in that way. It is not that Krishna is favoring the demigods and not favoring the demons. It is not. He is the Supreme Father. He is maintaining both the demons and maintaining both the demigods. Krishna is maintaining everyone, so he's not partial. The demons are not acting properly, are acting sinfully, but Krishna still maintains. Even if we want to act sinfully, Krishna gives intelligence to act sinfully as we desire. That is his mercy. Here, Prabhupada quoted this verse from Bhagavad Gita. I am equal to all. I am not envious of anyone. I am equal to all. But Krishna said, but those who worship me with devotion, I will give them special attention. What is wrong with that? Is that partiality? Those who worship me with devotion, those who has confidential relationship with me, I will show them special favor. If Krishna does not do that, then it is partiality. It is partiality if Krishna has to pay everyone equally. Someone is coming to work, 9 o'clock. Somebody is coming to work 4 o'clock evening and are paid the same salary. Who would like to work in such company? Even if someone wants to work in that company, I will be among those who will go by 4 o'clock because they are going to pay the same salary anyway. Whatever hours I put in, it doesn't matter. I will take my salary. That will be partiality. But Christian is not doing that. Christian is paying us exactly as we do. Even though it's the same activity we do, but Christian look at the quality of the services which we render, and he pays us exactly like that. Not cheating. It isn't play partiality. I'm probably give an example here. Electrician uses the same energy, light, and sometimes the water is cool, the water is hot. If you use a heater, the water will be hot. If you use a cooler, the water will be cool. The coolness or the hotness, it does not depend on the electrician. It depends on the manipulation of the energy. So here, Christian is called the time. Why? Because the energy of the person is also a person's energy. So time is Christian's energy. Therefore, it's time. And he's acting on that platform. So he's not partial. He's reciprocating the dealings of all his parts and parcels as they relate with him. We should not consider that Krishna is partial. Sometimes Krishna favors the demons also. Bali Maharaj defeated the demigods. What is that? Not partiality. Krishna is rewarding us exactly as we relate with him, as we surrender to him. And sometimes the demons, they win. They will win the demons. So both sides, Krishna is reciprocating. And here, Prabhupada gave example of Putana. Putana is a very powerful witch. Every step she takes, a child will die. So that is her speciality. Every step, a child must die. Every step, a child must die. So Kamsa engaged her to kill all the children, including Krishna. Specifically, he was looking for Krishna. So Putana has made a powerful poison on her breast and disguised herself. Cheating. Like a very beautiful and affectionate mother. And came to Vrindavan. Her intention was to kill Krishna. Well, Krishna sucked the breast, sucked her life also. And by doing that, Krishna promoted her to his own eternal kingdom. It is said here that the position of his mother, the position of Krishna's mother, the word here, the position of Krishna's mother, we should not think that she is on equal level with Mother Yashoda. She's not. She is a mother here because, the word mother you say because, Putana was given the position of Krishna's nurse. A nurse is also considered a mother, one of the mothers. So she's a nurse, not on the same level with Mother Yashoda. Because Krishna considered she has fed me with her breast milk. So she's a mother. That is the duty of a mother. Although the intention was not proper, Krishna purified her from such demonic mentality and give her a very high position. In this way, Krishna is demonstrating the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness so powerful that we will get more than what we bargain. That is Krishna consciousness. We get more than our ability. So Krishna is demonstrating the beauty of devotional service, Krishna consciousness. One must be qualified. One must be qualified to act as a doctor, or to act as a lawyer, or any profession. Devotional service, Krishna consciousness. One can begin from any platform as a neophyte. In any platform. And ultimately, one will become a pure devotee. This you cannot get in any system. Only by devotional service to Krishna. Because Krishna is Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. He is the supreme, the only friend of the living entity. Krishna shows his friendship. All of our relationship with the material world is full of difficulties and disappointment and frustration. Because whatever name we may give to our associate, the principal factor that brings any conditioned soul together is cheating. I want to get something from you, and you want to get something from me. That is the principle of being friends in the material world. Therefore, it is always frustrating because we don't have what we are looking for from each other. We don't have it. But Krishna is a supreme friend because he has everything that we are looking for in anything. And he gives it without our qualification. Even if you have a friend that will not disappoint us, a relationship which will not disappoint us, death will disappoint us by separating us. But Krishna will not. Krishna remains the eternal friend of all living entities. Therefore, the word Suhridham is used here. He is the only true friend. Of the living entity, he is the only true friend. Because his friendship never disappoints. His friendship never ends. His friendship gives everything. Beyond our input. Therefore, devotional service is our eternal nature. That is our eternal nature, our eternal existence, our eternal occupation. The activities which we do eternally as part of the soul. So it is not true that Krishna is not partial. It is true that Krishna is not partial. She is not partial. He is equal to everyone. That is the reason why. Although we are doing the same thing, a devotee is chanting Hare Krishna, the same Hare Krishna mantra, everyone chants, the same temple, the same deity, the same everything, the same Bhagavatam we are reading, Bhagavad Gita we are reading, the same. Why are we not on the same level of advancement or realization? Due to Krishna's impartiality. Krishna is responding based on The quality of our faith, the quality of our service, the quality of our surrender. He reciprocating. He is impartial. So therefore we see differences in the practitioners, not differences in the thing which we do, the Western service. The differences in the devotees who are practicing. So Krishna is not partial to anyone. He is equally kind to everyone. He's equally kind to everyone. So devotees who have given themselves completely to Krishna, a demigod, in a mode of goodness, they have different experience in their Krishna consciousness. In our scripture, there are so many instances of wonderful devotees who have demonstrated the quality of their love for Krishna. The Vendor Puri. A powerful, sweet devotee. He was simply practicing his Krishna consciousness purely, carefree. Was never external, fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, 100%. How did Krishna reciprocate with his love? How did Krishna reciprocate? Krishna personally came to him. My dear friend, what are you doing? What are you doing here? Why are you fasting? Eat! Why are you not eating? Some of the people were looking at him. What is the problem? My problem is that you should eat. If someone is hungry, you should eat. So, Huridam Sarava Bhutana. Krishna said, in this village, if you don't have something, you go and beg. And if I see that someone has given up everything, including begging to maintain himself or herself, when I see such a person, I will go to him. I will maintain the person directly. So, you're not begging to eat? Take this milk. So Mother Vendapuri said, what, how did you know that I'm fasting? How did you know that I'm sitting here? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knows everything. But Krishna, see what Krishna is doing. Krishna did not tell him, I'm the Lord you have been worshipping since. Don't you know me? Krishna said, the ladies who came by, they saw you and they told me that one Swami is sitting there, is fasting. So it is my duty. Krishna said, it's my duty to reciprocate. Whatever devotion my devotees offers me, I reciprocate. So they told me that one of And when sannyasi is sitting there, he's not eating, he's simply merging the pure holy name, he's simply chanting your pure name. And that has attracted my attention. I brought the milk for you, drink the milk. I'm a very busy boy, very, very busy, taking care of cows. So I have to go. When you drink the milk, don't break the pot. Keep it for me. I will come and take it. And he disappeared. But the Brenda Puri was thinking, this boy, he just came here and just disappeared like that. Who is this? Krishna reciprocate, and Krishna has the power. Krishna has the supreme power to do anything. But that supreme power of Krishna does not apply to the supreme devotees of Krishna. It doesn't. So Krishna tried, he tried the best strength, the best power he has in himself. He tried it to cover himself, to hide himself from Adabendra Puri, but he discovered him. Discovered him. So he said, okay, you want to show your power? I will show my power. So Krishna came back to take his part. And then the priest said, my dear, you know I'm an old man, so I have no strength. Just come and take your part. So Krishna tried, he tried, and snatched the part, and he ran. But then the priest said, listen to me. Use the best of the strength you have in your body to run. You can run, but see, like Hanuman, see, in my heart, you are here, and I have locked you. The key is my hand. So run to where you can run. I have locked you in my heart. The key is secured in my hand. Where will you run to? Where will you run to? A Christian is reciprocating the love of his devotees. How we surrender to him, how we worship him, he is equally benedicting us like that. He showed that to his devotees in many ways. So we should not blame Krishna for wearing his natural ornament. Proper use the word here, he is glorified for being impartial. Guru Shriva. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? 5 minutes.
हरे कृष्णा महाराज।
हरे कृष्णा
महाराज, आप बोले भगवान पक्षपात नहीं करते हैं, तो ये पुतना चाहे और भी बहुत सारे असुर लोग, ये लोग भगवान के प्रति इतना ईर्ष्या रखते हैं, फिर भी भगवान उसको अपना धाम दे दिए, तो ये कैसे हम इसको समझ सकते हैं कि भगवान सबको समभाव देखते हैं, ईर्ष्या करने वाले को भी समान, भक्त को जो देते हैं वही ईर्ष्या करने वाले को भी देते हैं।
Hare Krishna Maharaj. His question is that, as you said, the Lord is not partial and he's equal to everyone. Sorry, he's, as you said, that he's partial to his devotees. So he's asking that the demons who came to kill Krishna, like Putana and Trinavarta, etc., they were jealous, they were envious of Lord Krishna, and that's why they came to kill Krishna. So he awarded, he benedicted them his Godhead, I mean his loka. So how is it that even the devotees get the same thing and even the demons who are envious of Krishna gets liberation?
The demons who are killed by Lord Krishna and they got liberated. A liberation is different from the liberation of a devotee. A devotee goes to Goloka Vrindavan, but the demons emerge into Krishna's effulgence or emerge into Krishna's body, which is another punishment. It's another punishment. It will take them long time to become really purified to go back, come back to Godhead completely. So the liberation is not the same. Otherwise, it will be partiality. The Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami narrated the many wonderful activities of Krishna. So he narrated a story where gopis are accusing Krishna. Krishna, tell us three kinds of lovers. Which one do you belong? A friend who reciprocate the dealings of his friend or her friend equally. You offer me this, I offer you this. There's another friend. You glorify him. You don't glorify him, he will reward you equally. There's another friend. If you glorify, if he doesn't glorify, whatever you do, he's okay with it. So which of the three are you? So Krishna said, I am none of the above. The whole three does not affect me. I'm not part of the three. If Krishna is part of the three, means he's partial. How can you pay a person who loves you, care for you, rendering service the same thing with those who hate you, they have no service for you, nothing. How can you pay them equally? That would be partiality. So Krishna does not pay the demons and the devotees the same. The case of Putana is different. The case of Putana is different. Of all the demons who came to attack Krishna, Putana was able to act as a mother. He came to feed Krishna with her breast. So Krishna purified her for that. Other demons, they have to fight with Krishna. And Krishna killed him and got them liberated to enter his body or enter his effulgence. So they didn't go back to the same Goloka like the devotees. They're different. Alright? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.